We had a tremendous result, Kerry. Nice to be back with a pocket full of dynamite. I'm very confident that the fall is going to be great for Goldterra. We had the first of our assays back and put out a news release with high grade result, almost 18 meters of over 5 grams.
The Financial Survival Network. Now more than ever. The Financial Survival Network.
And welcome. You are watching, listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. Hey, we're really fortunate to have David Suda, President, CEO of our sponsor, Goldterra Resource Corp. And he's here for an update. Dave, every time I have you on the show, it's amazing. You find more gold in decent grades, really good grades. And, the market's kind of doing a collective yawn towards the entire sector. But again, last week, we get more drill results. So tell us briefly what those results consist of.
We had a tremendous result, Kerry. Thanks a lot for having me back. Nice to be back with, a pocket full of dynamite. I'm very confident that the fall is going to be great for Goldterra. We had the first of our assays back and put out a news release with, high grade result, almost 18 meters of over 5 grams. That's, the magic formula, the magic number that everybody looks for is, you times those meters by grams and you want to get to 100, and we're getting close to that number. So very excited. We are drilling on the extension of the southern extension of the old Con mine that produced 5 million ounces of high-grade gold. The result from this first hole is exciting because it's confirmed our geological thesis here that the Yellowrex zone has potential to be a cornerstone resource, in addition to our already 1.2 million ounces that we have on the books. So we are very excited to move through the fall here.
Okay, so 1.2 million ounces, the fact that you're by the town of Yellowknife there, infrastructure is amazing, labor force, all these things. Every time you drill, this mine becomes more and more viable, more feasible, doesn't it?
Yeah, and we're going to have to do all those studies. I think that's something that we've clearly proven we can move closer to. Right now, the excitement is around discovering, that next mine, the potential. This is an extremely rare opportunity, as you indicated. We're right next to town. We're in Canada. We control an entire district. And the trick with these situations is when you have gold showings all over the place, every time you kick over a rock or you put the drill in the ground, you can come back with some success. The trick then is not just to go around saying, hey, we've got gold everywhere. You got to show that this is going to go somewhere. And I think that's really where, Gerald Panaton, who founded Detour, has had a tremendous amount of success finding gold and building mines, raising capital. I think what he's brought to the picture here is that focus, the clarity on where to be to actually find that cornerstone resource. And the results that we have flowing this fall, I think will show the market that we're in the right spot. Our model is there to deliver value to shareholders. And I think that's the most exciting thing about our story right now.
Okay. So you got the Newmont claim, and that kind of was a real catalyst towards additional drilling and positive drill results. Obviously, the relationship with Newmont is crucial to this project. Any feedback from them recently? Anything you can discuss with us?
I think our relationship with Newmont, is and has was a show me story at the beginning. If I were Newmont, I would have been watching carefully to see if this team at Gold Terra could deliver. And we have. And we have an excellent relationship with them. They're very good to work with. And, we're always looking to expand upon and better that relationship. But, anytime a plan comes together, both parties win. The agreement was designed in a way for both parties to win. And right now, with results like this, it's a win-win scenario for both Gold Terra and Newmont. So I would hope and expect that they are happy with the way things have gone.
Yeah, well, they should be. I mean, these grades are pretty impressive. You say 7,000 more meters of drilling before Christmas.
Yeah, we've completed since July, about 20th, we drilled 3,000 meters, and that comprised of about 7 holes. We've released one. We're waiting on assays for the remainder, and we're busy again drilling, having seen the core from those first holes and having seen the assays from the first one, we've informed our program to zero in on, a higher likelihood of success for the next 7,000 meters. And we are very excited to get busy there. The drills are turning and news will flow throughout the fall.
There's near universal frustration with assay labs, turnaround times. How's that been working out for Gold Terra?
Look, we're part of the crowd. We have the benefit of being in Yellowknife. There's a prep lab in Yellowknife. There's a little less congestion there. So a part of the process, I think, for us is in a place where we, get the benefit of being there. However, we're at the whim of the labs, and it's taking a little longer than we wanted to. I check my phone a couple of times a day, to see when those results are coming. But I think that's a sign of excitement. And, I expect the results to flow. And once you get into having results, then they start to flow consistently. It's these first results that we waited for, we anticipated, and it took a little longer than we wanted, but now we look forward to the next ones.
Yeah, and pretty impressive, the results that have come. I know it's a near universal call in the industry, get these labs moving, but we all know that's just something you have to deal with. So conceivably, there could be several million ounces of gold in this property here.
We certainly think so. And look, we have 1.2 million ounces of inferred on the books. That's 43-101, and we're on the Yellow Rex zone, which is on the south extension of Con, the driving structure behind it, as you've heard us talk about and you see in our news releases, is called the Campbell Shear. Gerald has been very laser focused on the Campbell Shear, and the reason for that is that we believe that there's multi-million ounce potential there. And I think that the results that we put out this fall should give us and the market confidence that, we can build to 1 and to 2 million ounces here on the south extension of the Con mine. That's our goal, and we believe that's possible and attainable to add to the 1.2 that we have. And, with an ability to continue drilling in 22, I think the sky's the limit.
So the current market for explorers is not all that encouraging, but it seems like, assuming the world does stand up and take notice of the sector one day soon, Volterra is really going to stand out at that point, isn't it?
Gary, we're trying to build a company here. This isn't a flash in the pan. You know, we're not a fast money promote. We're here to build long-term shareholder value. And, you know, everywhere I look, I looked at the Wall Street Journal this morning and I saw several articles about inflation. Look, the backdrop for the gold price is still tremendous. And I think, you know, with that backdrop, if we keep our nose to the grindstone and we keep on finding gold and we show a path to eventually, you know, building a mine, then we'll be rewarded for that. I think the market chop and, you know, the current lack of interest is really an opportunity creator.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, when you look at commodities prices, everything has gone up with the exception of gold, silver, and platinum. Now we even see uranium taken off. Uranium was in a, you know, near decade long bear market. Now uranium, it just makes me wonder when is the market going to discover precious metals here? Yes, we had a big bump a year ago, but now we've been in a sideways consolidation. Well, everything else is up 100%, 500%. I mean, it's incredible to see the commodity price inflation that's taken place. And yet the greatest indicator and hedge against it, gold and to some extent silver too, just stays kind of pinned right around 1800 an ounce.
We don't expect it to be that way for long. And look, even $1,800 an ounce is a great price. You know, a good project should be able to make money at today's price. And so it's all about, you know, what's the cost of finding that gold? What's the cost of extracting that gold? Being close to infrastructure and close to a town, that all, you know, lends to a scenario where $1,800 gold is a nice number. You know, what we're lacking is momentum, market momentum, people, you know, speculating, coming into the market, and perhaps a significant bump in the gold price would drive that. But ultimately, the true value of this, the long-term true value of this is there at these prices. And I think we can realize that if we just continue to do our job and put ounces on the table and show a path forward.
Yeah, hey, and at 11.2 grams per ton over 4.57 meters, that's pretty darn good. And if this was a normal market, everyone would be talking about it now, but obviously not. But I agree with you, at some point it's going to change. And when these inflection points happen, they can be pretty violent and pretty substantial moves. Well, Dave, really appreciate your stopping in and talking with us. I suggest all of you go over to the company's website, which is goldterracorp.com. That's gold, T-E-R-R-A, corp.com. The tickers in the U.S., it's YGTFF, and in Canada, it's YGT. Really appreciate you coming by, David, and hey, we're looking forward to more good news, and hopefully we'll talk to you after the next release.
Thanks as always for having me. Lots to come this fall. Everybody, keep your eyes peeled on Gold Terra.
The Financial Survival Network.